Step 1. Assembling representations of existing and target situations. Gap analysis can be applied to various levels of an organization, depending on the situation. The scope of the gap analysis will vary depending on the extent of the change that is being proposed. For example, the gap analysis will be more focused and specific if the change is localized, such as a small departmental change. In contrast, the gap analysis will be more comprehensive if the change is more extensive, such as a company-wide change. The scope of the gap analysis will also determine the type of artifacts used to represent the existing and target situations. For example, if the gap analysis is focused on a specific department, the artifacts used may be process flow diagrams, organizational charts, or other specific departmental documents. On the other hand, if the gap analysis is more extensive, the artifacts used may include company-wide policies, procedures, and strategic plans.